as we have communion together and fellowship together. For those of you, I see a few new faces here that I haven't seen before, that we do have an open communion. And we just say that if those of you that have accepted Jesus in your heart, we're an open communion and we all serve and partake together. I think this morning I would like to reflect on a passage of scripture for communion this morning. It's a familiar passage. It's right after Jesus fed the 5,000. He sent the disciples away in a boat to go to the other side of the sea, and a storm came up. Things got pretty rough, but he came to them on the water and walked to them on the water. But there's a few things that I think the Lord wants us to see about this today. So I'm going to read the Matthew account and then share a few things with you. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he sent the crowd away. After he had sent the crowd away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, and the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, that's about 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., he came to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "Is it a ghost?" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said to him, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became afraid and began to sink, and cried out to the Lord, saying, "Save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him, and said to him, "You have little faith, why do you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind stopped. And those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "You are certainly the Son of God." We've heard that scripture a lot, and we've heard teachings on it. A lot of times it's about Peter. It's about Peter's faith or Peter's lack of faith. But by the way, where it says here, "Oh, you have little faith," I've heard that translated as small faith, young faith, immature faith. It's not little faith. Peter stepped out of that boat. He had faith. He stepped out. I wouldn't step out of that boat. Yeah. So Peter had a heck of a lot more faith than I did. So he calls us to step out. There's a song out there that kind of personalizes this. I believe that every believer in here, you are going to have been called out, are being called out, or going to be called out to walk on the water. You're going to be called out. This isn't about Peter. This is about you and me. And the purpose was to build the faith. And we don't build our faith without stepping out on that water and walking. So, Ron, go ahead and play the song, and then it's a song called "Oceans" by Hillsong, and it just totally personalizes this.
You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail. Find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. ourselves for rest in your embrace. I am yours, and you are mine.
But seeing the wind, he became frightened and began to sink. And he cried out, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, "Thank you, Lord, that I look back at my life and God has a perfect track record. It's not the way I wanted things to work out a lot of time. See, I wanted the easy way. I wanted the big life jacket and the jet ski, and then I'd step out. But he takes us on a little different path. So those of you that are out there right now, and you think you're sinking, my nose has been right there, and it's been spitting bubbles. But all you got to do is, verse 30, call out. And he's right there, and that hand comes and just lifts you right out of the water. And it's a concept we can talk about, but it's got to become real in our lives. And when it comes real in our lives, that's cool. So let's partake. You're a mighty and awesome God, Lord, and I just thank you that you've provided every way. You've dotted every dot and just finished everything the way it belongs, Lord. And I just trust, Father, that we can have the faith to walk with you and to know you in the way that these elements that we're about to take solidify that. Father, we thank you for your broken body and the way that you chose to cause us to function with you. And Lord, the covering of your blood is just unbelievable. And it feels so good and so refreshing to know, Lord, that I'm covered with yours. And you've had me in your hand, and I can reach out to you at any time. And I just praise you for that, Lord. And Lord, as we partake, I just worship you and honor you today. Amen.